News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, the community radio station for the North State. 7:06 in the morning, January 11th. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room. Just Bob's here. Bad Bob's still in Geek Heaven, down in the Consumer Electronics Show. Right now, he's probably reveling. He and Brenda are reveling in this. They're staying up all night partying with the other geeks. You know, they're talking bits and megabits and gigabytes and God knows what else. He may come home completely ruined at this point.
It'll take him a while to get back on the ground.
That's right. So
the real world.
The real world. Of course, Trish Clark's with me.
I'm here. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, Linda's got to take off in the next few weeks, getting the house and things that she needs to do to start this year off, get this year finished. So I'm going to have a series of co-hosts. Trish is always my favorite.
Oh, thank you. Oh. And I so enjoy being here.
Yeah, I know. You like getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
Well,
don't you?
Not so much about that. We'll talk about that.
Big day today. Senator Nielsen's calling in probably in like 10 minutes. He was sworn in yesterday. That's right. He's going to be our senator along with Ted Gaines for a year. Mm-hmm. And then when the whole shift goes.
And the new district actually, yeah.
Kicks in and Ted Gaines will be our senator. But for a year, Jim Nielsen, who has been fighting for us, we're going to have Ed Roman in, and he's going to talk about the Reading Crime Watch Association and their newest, this new initiative to stop panhandling, which I think is a great initiative, and we'll do anything we can to back that.
Absolutely. It's giving people a hand up instead of a handout.
Well, you know what happens is that they're figuring that, you know, the students from out of Shasta College figuring these, an average of $100 a day has been, you know, from people that are out panhandling. Now, if they had, and then studies have shown that three of them panhandling together can make $500 a day, $300,000 a year, about $300,000 a year, and all that money could be going into to a fund to help homeless. And instead, people are trying to, you know, people are just good people. Oh, here's five, here's two, here's a quarter. It adds up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that. And then the last is we've got a new show debuting today called Agenda 21. So the two hosts of that, Paul Preston and Chris Reed, will be here with us at 8 o'clock to talk about the show and other parts.
Boy, and it's high time. You know, when I left office in 2006, I gave all of the sitting members, elected officials in Shasta County, a copy of an elected official's guide to the UN Agenda 21. And they all looked at me and said, oh, come on, Trish. Conspiracy theories and wow. It's happening then. It's been happening for a while, and I'm delighted to see that we now have some elected officials out there who are listening and understand, kind of on the different boards throughout Shasta County.
At least
County
they're keeping an open mind on this.
Exactly.
Okay, before we start our day off, we always start with our Wells Fargo advisors, who have the greatest information about what's going on in Wall Street. So let's go to Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, markets are off slightly this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points at 13,445. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1467. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 5 points at 3,115. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 21 cents, trading at $11.57. Ford positive 11 cents at $13.94. Nokia up 7 pennies at $4.52. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Costco positive 4 cents at $100.78 per share, Target down 22 cents at $60.09, Walmart off 7 cents at $68.30 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.90%. For commodities, gold is down $18.30 an ounce at $1,659. Silver is off 57 cents at $30. Crude oil down 70 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Great advice for investments. What's going on Wall Street? What should you do with your money? Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop off at the Wells Fargo Advisors office on Park Marina Drive.
Okay. And we have the weather. It's patchy fog before 10 a.m. It's 25 degrees out as we speak. Areas of frost until around 10 p.m. Be careful at 10 a.m. Be real careful out there on the roads. Those patches of fog, you can't even see the ground. Mostly sunny by afternoon, a high near 48. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 29 again.
Ooh.
Weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, where tonight...
Let me tell you how many people are going to be up there. I mean, we're getting phone calls. They're getting phone calls. Anselmo Vineyards, Linda is going to be singing up there, and accompanied by Pat Karch and Rick Hill. There's going to be a lot of people up there. If you want
fun
to go...
Fun evening. Need to make reservations.
Yeah, you might want to call them early this morning, 474-5546, to see if any are left, even. Hopefully you can get in there. They'll put another table in there or something, but it's going to be a great time tonight.
If you're just interested in an intimate dinner, there's always the other places in the restaurant available.
Right.
The ambiance and the food is delightful.
So you can have dinner, and then, you know, sometimes there's room, you know, stick a chair in there if you're not going to be eating
in
that room.
Come in and just listen. Yeah, absolutely.
But you want to be there around 6 o'clock for all this to begin. So 474-5546. We're going to take a break. We're going to get back. We've got lots of stuff going on. You know, in the plan that that Biden wants to put into Obama, there is no ban on assault weapons in it. Yeah, is that true? I mean, it doesn't mean it can't be put in, but there is, as of right now, there's no ban for assault weapons.
But what else is in it? The reaction of the people who met with him yesterday on the side of guns, a disappointment. Same thing you and I were talking about is there's no discussion about school safety. It's all about guns.
Well, and it's also, it appears that their mind was made up that this was a sop thrown out to people that own guns that are for being able to own weapons. Anyway,
exactly.
We're going to be right back. Chris Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, my co-host today. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
You know what? So the morning's not your day, huh?
Mornings are not my best time.
Okay.
I turned my alarm off this morning. That's such a mistake. Shock when you wake up and you're supposed to be a long ways away and you've just barely got time to breathe.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we have a special guest calling in this morning who was just sworn in yesterday as our newest state senator, Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning,
hey,
Senator.
Good morning, everybody, and I have some very good news to start the day.
Well, we need that.
The Veterans Home in the governor's budget submitted yesterday, the opening of Reading and Fresno are fully funded.
I read that, and I am delighted.
Delighted to hear that one. And
that's a good start.
It certainly is. Now, it remains to see if it's still in there by the time everybody agrees on something.
That's right. All this is but the start of the budget process. But the other years, we haven't been in such good stead to start the year, so I'll accept that and move ahead.
There we go. Do you see any? So how was yesterday, Senator?
Oh, it was wonderful. The marvelous reception of colleagues, Democrat and Republican both. Marilyn was standing up there with me with the Bible and our children in the back of the chambers, and a lot of good friends up in the gallery. A number of them from Reading and the north, way up in the North State. And we had a nice reception afterwards, and the pro tem was very gracious to me. And I guess the way I put it is now the swearing in has occurred, and the swearing out begins.
There you go.
You know, I saw some things. They unveiled the budget yesterday, as you pointed out. $200 million in for, or is it more for green industries and the train to nowhere.
Well, that actually Train to Nowhere
is a separate?
Occupy about $350 million of our general fund for the next 30 years.
Oh.
Don't you think we have something better to spend our $350 million a year on than that train?
Well, you know what? I can understand, Senator, that if they, you know, at some point, but the cost of energy is going sky high, and it's going to continue under the new rules under the Green Act, and then, but there just seems like we could find a better way to, you know, to utilize that much money.
Well, there are many other deficiencies, and you've heard Senator Millenalf and I speak of them, but right now we've got 80 to 130 miles between Merced in Bakersfield that will be started to build on rail that is not electrified and on which there is no locomotive to pull a train right now. So, whoever goes ahead to build a project like that, I don't know.
Well, that's why they're putting it in Merced. Nobody lives there. So they can't see what the mistakes they're making.
I tell you, I've farmed down that way There's a growing economy and everything, but it's not going to sustain a railroad for sure.
And, well, maybe
misplaced priority.
Well, maybe Disneyland will put an annex out there.
I would. Well, there is a university there in Merced, so, California State University at Merced, so.
Senator Nielsen, with the major party now, the Democratic Party being totally in control, how effective are you and your other colleagues in the Republican Party going to be able to be in this session?
Well, first of all, in my life, I have, particularly as a farmer, never been deterred by the odds. Okay. And if you have the respect of your colleagues, and that was certainly very evident yesterday, you can always find some things in common that you can work together with them on. And you can at least point out the deficiencies in the positions that they're taking or the bills that they are supporting. And that's the job of the loyal opposition. But more importantly, as to how to move the ball to get the job done. Such things as the veterans home and other things that I care about, public safety realignment, the fire tax. Well, you know, we work within the legislature, but also we work externally with the citizens of California, getting the message out of what I've just talked about, which is the misplaced priority of $350 million, that the crime rate that's been unleashed on California, that's not good. And the citizens in other members' districts around the state will put some pressure on their representative, and then I won't feel so lonely. And I've gotten pretty good at that over the years, and I've found that, if you're forceful, you can make get people to be respectful of your position. And I'll obviously work towards getting more Republicans in the state Senate, for sure.
Well, that's what we have to make sure we do that. Senator, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. We'll be right back.
River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA. Are you ready for the Warriors on the River? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Warriors on the River cage fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights, it's all in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 19th. The event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening again in 2013 with the Warriors on the River cage fights at Wind River Casino. For all the details on the Warriors on the River, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
It's better.
On the river.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your host, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And our guest, Senator Jim Nielsen. Senator, while we're gone on the breaks, we talk, you know, Trish and I do. Is there any chance of having a bill introduced that says we get additional funding for crime fighting up here in the North State? That gives us
a permanent stream of funding for law enforcement at the local level.
Well, excuse me, there is some higher expectation with the tax increase, which, again, I don't think that we needed, but that said, for a specific area, an assigned amount, no. That's very unlikely to happen. In fact, the best we can do is fight to keep the larger urban areas from taking more of what we do have already. But that said, I still argue that public safety should be the highest priority, and the tax increases that passed has not sufficiently funded our local law enforcement. We don't have enough officers, and frankly, if we don't change AB 109, it doesn't matter how many officers we have on the streets, because all they can do is arrest somebody, and there'll be no consequence. They're going to be right back on the street, if not even taken in and booked. So we have got to change AB 109. That said, then that's the highest priority. Along with it, though, will be the funding. But to get something special for a given area, probably not much we're going to be able to accomplish there.
You know, the situation the local government is in is we get grants, and we set up a system based on that grant funding. We turn around and get everything in place, and it's working really well for the year that we get the grant. The next year, the state or the federal government pulls the grant out of our hands. We're left with these positions that we've filled and no way to fund them.
Yep, and you're kind of always betting on the come, Trish, because you, having served the local government well, know you're desperate to get more officers on the beat or more programs available for crime prevention, and so you seek the grant, but then there's no way to sustain it.
Well, and we're just constantly recreating the wheel. We never are in a position where we can get a program in place that works well in our community and then maintain it.
Well, there was some progress made in 2008, and there was a linking of the law enforcement funding to the vehicle license.
Yes.
And so something like that is a possibility that gives all law enforcement a little bit greater comfort.
Well, and I certainly know they're not going to look at just little rural California and do anything special, but I don't think that our problems in a lot of cases are unique. I think they suffer the same problems at the local level throughout the state, and it just would continue. I would hope that everyone would continue to see that the best decisions can be made at the local level, and if you just give us some money and get out of our way, we'd probably do a lot better job.
Well, the operative word you just used, Trish, are get out of the way. And that's one of the biggest problems with realignment.
Exactly.
Both public safety and, more importantly, more significantly, even all of the rest of the realignment on local government, the mental health, et cetera,
exactly.
And the welfare, et cetera. Because under the deal of 2011, and I really railed against this and fought it in the budget, was all of the state mandates in place in 2011 are still in place now. So there is no relief, no local flexibility to establish your local priorities. The state tells you who you will serve and how you will serve them, and you will be at our mercy as to how much money we will give you to do it, but you are still obliged to do it. Go ahead.
And what happens, unfortunately, is that we end up doing programs that we don't have a population that needs served in those programs and unable to do things to serve the population we do have.
Hey, Jim, we got like 30 seconds before we have a hard break. Just one thing. Our last thing is congratulations on being sworn in as the state's newest senator. And we or just knowing that you're going to continue to support us like you always have.
Congratulations, Jim.
Honored and humbled to serve. Have a wonderful day, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Senator.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. And joining us on the other side will be Ed Roman.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks have been searching for direction this morning after the S&P closed at a five-year high yesterday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 20 points. Meanwhile, General Mills shares are under pressure after a ratings downgrade and a lower price target from Goldman Sachs. Goldman believes the consumer foods manufacturer will lose market share and miss earnings estimates. The firm also feels General Mills has a product cycle issue with the U.S. retail portfolio that appears overextended. And with health care and taxes set to take a bigger bite out of the American family's budget this year, drivers' annual gas bills are expected to drop for the first time in 4 years. According to the Energy Department, the average price for a gallon of gasoline will fall 5% to an average of $3.44 a gallon. But even with a discount of 19 cents per gallon from last year, it would still be the third highest average ever. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Gun owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Your community radio station for the North State. Linda, of course, is on her sabbatical here, so Trish Clark is with me. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head into Espresso Joe's because it's 25 degrees out there. Get a cup of coffee. You can wrap your arms around and any way you want it, and great prices on it. Then, of course, walk next door, the best prices for tobacco products in town at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelly have done a lot to support our community over the last 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You know, with us today is Ed Roman, who heads up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. And among other things, you know, Ed is involved in so many things here in the town. But he started this. Well, Ed, tell everybody why you started the Crime Watch Association.
I'm not sure why I started it anymore. You know, it's
because I know this is pre-time
I'm consuming. A man of many hats now, Carl. Thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate it. Basically, today what I wanted to chat a little bit about is a campaign that we introduced a couple days ago at our Merchants Crime Watch meeting. Talking about a way to sort of maybe subdue the panhandling problem that we have in our community. And I wanted to just take an opportunity to maybe explain a couple things that I think sometimes get misconstrued by the public, the community. I've learned a tremendous amount just in the last couple months about some things in our community that I sort of lumped into one category. And we tend to lump everything under the homeless category when we're talking about various groups like panhandlers and transients and, you know, beggars, people that, you know, the people that sleep on the sidewalks, all that stuff.
The people you see on the sides of the road or, you know, at every intersection, and you're right, you know, there's the homeless. Well, yeah. That's not necessarily true.
That's true. There's a true homeless population out there. And I met a lady a few months back named Jessica Delaney that is the overseer of an organization. It's a continuum of homeless groups that take care of the homeless. And she was able to define the difference for us. And they have some actual really great statistics that she's brought to our group several times, and it's helped us to understand the problem just a little better. That we're not really out after, you know, trying to do anything to harm the homeless. What we want to do is we want to rid ourselves of a problem, which is panhandling and some transient issues where people are in front of businesses and keeping people from getting into their businesses, and
stealing.
A lot of times stealing, scaring some of the, especially the female employees. I've had many, many phone calls over the last few weeks about people that want to get on our email list because they're afraid to go to their business because somebody's sleeping in the parking lot. And, you know, that scares especially young females that may not know how to deal with that.
Well, you take the trash out in the morning, you open up the garbage bin, and two or three people jump out at you. It's enough to really get your blood flowing.
Well, you know, I have had on two occasions in the last week tell me that they have two banks. And the reason they have two banks is they'll go to one in the morning, and if there's a crazy out there or somebody that I shouldn't say crazy, but, well, yeah, I could, but somebody that makes them feel very uncomfortable, they will not go to that bank. They go to another bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should be at that point in Reading where that happens.
No, I don't either. And you know, most of the people that have joined the group and are part of our system, that's their biggest problem right now. And so we felt what we needed to do is maybe address a portion of the problem, which if we deal with the panhandling situation, maybe we rid ourselves of that particular problem. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of it 100%, but
no,
you might be able to affect it in some way. And there's some statistics out there that these panhandlers can take as much as $500,000 out of our community, which could go to some of the programs that are out there to help our true homeless people who are really part of our population. The homeless people in our county have some deep roots here. And they're not just people that pass through.
And the people that are donating and giving to the panhandlers, they do it because they really want to help. They want to make a difference. So your program, as I understand it, as I've been reading about it, is to educate the population. Is how can you really help the homeless population in this community? Take that money you're giving to the guy on the side of the street and donate it to a population. Give them a card that says, if you really, truly need help, this is the organization you seek.
That's exactly what it's all about. Yeah, there's, you know, probably 15 organizations out there that can help them. They can feed them, they can clothe them, they can house them. It's available if they really want to get the help. One of the things on the poster that we want to put out says, don't feed my habits. It's a guy holding a sign, you know, a panhandler holding a sign. Don't feed my habits. Most panhandlers, true panhandlers, have a habit or an addiction of some kind,
uh-huh.
And all they want is cash.
They're not going to take that money and buy a sandwich.
They're not, no.
They will not take a sandwich.
They won't take the sandwich.
They won't take the sandwich, and they sure won't take a job if you offer it to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Go ahead. I'd much rather take care of our local homeless people and the problems that they have.
Absolutely.
Than deal with those people.
Absolutely.
And a lot of those people, I see people getting cars and motorhomes holding those signs that are from Oregon and Idaho. Come on.
Gee, I wonder why.
And if the message gets around the community that there's no money to be had on the corner, they'll move on.
That's right.
They won't even stop here, and that's a great thing.
That's okay. The idea of the program.
All right. Okay, we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. We also have people on the line. Jay, hang on past the break, and we'll be the first one on when we get back. It's Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Ed Roman, who heads up, among a thousand other things in town, but the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. And this is, if you want to get involved in this Crime Watch, and let me tell you something, they have helped break up theft rings the merchants have here just by being involved in it, and the police are involved in it, and you need to hear more about it if you want to get involved. We'll be right back.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't.
Company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors families since 2004. They do everything for your family, for your loved ones, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All employees are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded and insured. You want to find out if Home Helpers is for you or for your family, give Sharon Clark a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Our guest, Ed Roman, who heads up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. And let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're live on KCNR.
Oh, it's easier to listen when you get to listen to your own commercial. That's fun.
Hey, did you like that commercial?
I like that commercial. But, driving like I do, I deal with a lot of these people. And I got to tell you, I've had a number of these guys say, I made $250 a day, and they're taking a taxi after, preying on people's better goodness, And I've seen some people who are like what the Joan was talking about. I know one guy, he would literally starve, literally. I mean, he looked like an Auschwitz survivor, so that he could get his drugs and his cigarettes. That's where his priorities lay. So there's some people you really can't help, but the key is to stop wasting money on the panhandlers who are just laughing all the way to the bank and concentrate on the program so you can really do some good help for the people who need a hand up and not a handout.
Okay, Jay. Hey, thanks a lot for your comments. And that's one of the things about having our yellow cab philosophers. He sees things on the streets that we never see.
Hey, Jay, we may need you to be a spokesperson for us, though, down the road, if you don't mind.
I'd be happy to.
Great.
I know a lot of these guys who have the cardboard box signs, they get checks. They have disability.
Yeah.
They're just doing it to supplement or they just do it as a career.
There's some great statistics out there on that. Do me a favor and send me your email address. It's ed@crgibbs.com. And send it to me, and I'll get you on our list, and then maybe you can attend one of our meetings and tell some stories for us.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, Jay, hey, thanks a lot.
You all have a wonderful day.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Well,
we've had stories in here before, Ed, about if this sign isn't working, the sign they're holding up, there's a stash of signs already written that they can go back and change signs. Is this true?
I actually saw this happen. I was my mom is in an assisted living place up on Lake Boulevard, and I was driving back one day, and I was getting caught in those stoplights there across from Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard. And I saw a guy on a bike coming from the apartments back there, and he had a whole bunch of them under his arm, and he went over to the corner, went out into the median, took one of the signs, and I'm watching this the whole time. It was a long light because I watched the whole thing happen. He looked at the sign. He goes, that's not the one I want. And he goes back over to the stash and picks the one he wants and then goes out there and stands. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, they must just, if one doesn't work, they go on to the other.
Yeah, this has been a try the one about the wounded veteran and I have no home. Yeah, try that one,
And it's a difficult thing because we all want to help. Those, because there's no question that the economy in Shasta County and the United States right now, there's a lot of families who have fallen through the cracks, who are just one paycheck away from being on that corner. Those people are not the people we're seeing, though. Those people, they're proud, they're trying to help themselves and their family, they're maybe down at the Good News Rescue Mission, they're not standing around on our corners. And I think that's the message we have to get out to the people so they understand. I have a lot of friends who say that I just can't drive by without, I want to help a homeless veteran. I mean, that just tears at your heartstrings, especially if they've got an animal or a kid, a small child with them.
But they play on that, They play on
absolutely.
The fact that you're going to have the bleeding heart for the animal or for, the fact that the story's a really good story. But they change their stories. If you watch, you see the same people. From corner to corner, a lot of times they just move to a different corner, and they feel like they possess that corner a lot of times too. So if somebody comes into their territory, they get a little territorial and they'll push them off.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw the thing Mike Mangus did where he got the camera pushed back in his face in the Target parking lot the other night, but he was trying to get some photos or some footage of a person had a sign, and the guy got really mad, came up and pushed the camera back in his face.
Wow.
You know,
right here
thought,
and ready.
Wow. You know, that's some...
But not realizing, your campaign is aimed towards educating this generous population about how they can really help the situation.
Because you cannot legally stop them from panhandling.
That's very true. And the only way that you're going to stop them is if the source dries up.
That's
right. If we stop giving them money, then they're not going to stand on that corner. They're going to go find another city with a better corner. And I'm sorry that we're going
to
push them somewhere else, but
we don't want
them to be our problem. You know,
we want them to go to Corning or Medford. Medford's good.
One of the things that Trish said, and I, you know, I kind of like to play on it a little bit, is, you know, I figured it out one time how much money we actually give to some of the agencies and the people that we support in the community as a business, and it's in excess for us. You know, just one small business in Reading, about $40,000 in either cash or goods, because we give a tremendous amount of gift certificates for events that people raise money to take care of.
Yeah, there's always something from CRG.
Yeah, there's always something out there. And I think that's our civic duty in a community as a business, is to take care of our population, the people that are our citizens, the homeless people. And I think the number was somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, Jessica said about 3,200 homeless people, of which 900 are children. Those are the people I want to take care of. Those are the people I think I want to get them started back in a positive direction. I don't care about the guy standing on the street corner holding a sign that's from Idaho or Oregon, and he's passing through Reading, and this is his three-month gig, you know? That's just not my thing.
Well, we've got to take a break here. People are calling a lot right here, so you can imagine. I like to talk about, you know, we're talking a lot of theft going on here and how the Crime Watch helps fight that.
Okay.
All right. We come back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest Ed Roman, who heads up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. We'll be right back.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family.
Adamson Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln and Ram dealership. Right here in Redding, your neighbor's going to give you some great deals on some great vehicles, whether they're new or previously owned. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and then their service department is second to none. Keeping your vehicle on the road, keeping it safe, and keeping it so you can drive it anytime you want. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Ed Roman, among other things in town that Ed's always involved with, but he heads up the Redding Merchants Crime Watch Association, and we've been talking about the new panhandling initiative that's going to kick off in a couple of weeks, and we want to be, of course, involved in that. I think it's a great idea. It's not aimed at the homeless, and this is what people have to understand.
It's not aimed at our local population.
Right. It's to keep the money that people would ordinarily be giving panhandlers, and this can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, literally. And they've got all types of statistics, even from here in town, small in Little Redding. But the other thing the Redding Crime Watch does, it fights crime.
Yeah.
and I've seen it because I'm on the email list, and people need to join this. If you're a merchant and you want to get involved in this, it's going to tell you how, but it works.
Well, we got over real close to 400 members now, and it basically started out just about a dozen people got together in a room and said, hey, we got some common problems here as far as, issues to deal with. And so we got together and started this email group thinking we'd just be able to communicate with a few merchants up and down Hilltop and Churn Creek. And since then, it's grown to cover the entire city area of Redding. We have people up on Eureka Way, Lake Boulevard, downtown, south of town, up in the industrial park. And we found that everybody has an issue to deal with. So the Merchants Crime Watch group has really kind of expanded to deal with a lot of different things that deal in the criminal activity realm, I guess. Carl and I were talking earlier, we think we've been pretty effective. And if you talk to Chief Paletti, I think he'll agree that during the holidays there was a tremendous amount of problems in retail where they were seeing, people go in and steal stuff off the shelves, take it out in the parking lot, try to bring it back and get a refund for it so they get some cash. There was a couple of rings of people that were doing that. And, our take on it is they're probably doing that to supply some kind of a habit or addiction that they have because they want to get cash.
Regardless of what they're doing for it, they're stealing.
Yeah, they're bad people. So what I found, and I think this is the cool part of the group, we got a lot of the loss prevention officers from the big box stores in our group. And we started getting emails, just tons of emails, backers and forth of, hey, we got this group of people that just came in. Here's their picture. Because these big box stores have great cameras.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen photos of them. It's like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
It's your graduation photo. Yeah.
And to top it off, here's a picture of the car they were in and the license plate. And I'm like,
because they're not restricted by those petty laws that the police
are. That's right.
That's right.
They can make arrests that the police can't make.
That's right. This is private property. This is my property, and I can do this. I can take photos of you if I want to.
It was so cool to watch it, Carl. I mean, it was just cool to see that we, as a group, were being effective. And they actually busted up a couple of rings. Sure that, people have heard about some of them where they busted up the ring that was going, taking baby items from one store and selling it to a secondhand consignment store. And that was taken care of. They had the group that was going to places like Bed Bath & Beyond and Sportsman's Warehouse and stealing stuff out of there because they kind of, they stay in the same area. It's weird, that they don't move
the
around
white,
more.
The White Cadillac
The
White Cadillac gang was my favorite. And they just cleaned, and the police answered this one. We got them.
Yeah, we got them. And the thing about that one, too, is when the picture went out, there was all sorts of people that answered.
We got 1 minute left.
The email, and the email, was, oh, I know who that is. That's so-and-so. And they normally run with this person. And so not only did we get the person that they identified, but we may have gotten their culprit as well because one person knew who
the rest
who
of
they
them
ran
were.
With. So,
Okay, Ed Roman has joined us today, and Ed heads up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. There's going to be an initiative kicking off in a couple of weeks to stop panhandling. No, it's not aimed at the homeless. It's aimed at those transients and the panhandlers that are taking money that we could be using to help our homeless, hundreds of thousands of dollars yearly. So we're going to be seeing a lot about that in the next couple of weeks. We'll have Ed back on when we get ready to kick this thing off.
We hope the merchants of Reading will help us by putting some posters up and getting the word out and telling their friends what not to do.
We'll make sure that happens. Thanks, Ed, for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be having our new host of the new show here, Agenda 21. Put your Kevlar on. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. James Holmes goes back to court this hour in Colorado to be arraigned in the movie theater massacre. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, it's expected that Holmes' lawyers will ask for a delay. The judge ruled that prosecutors have presented enough evidence for James Holmes to stand trial, but his attorneys say they are not ready to enter a plea. He is charged with killing 12 people and injuring at least 58 others at a suburban Denver movie theater in early July. He faces the death penalty if convicted of first-degree murder. Dave.
According to doing after-war planning, Afghanistan's leader Hamid Karzai sitting down with President Obama now at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live.
Topping the agenda, the U.S. role in Afghanistan after the end of combat operations in 2014. U.S. commanders propose keeping several thousand U.S. troops behind to help with counter-terror efforts and training. The two leaders are also expected to discuss next year's Afghan elections and the prospect of peace talks with the Taliban. Dave.
Jared, we're getting an update on how bad the flu is. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has it live.
Now, Dave, some numbers the CDC gives us show for this past week every state with at least some flu activity, but 47 states with widespread activity, leaving many to hurry up and get that flu shot.
I've had quite a few friends that have gotten really bad flu this year already. 2 weeks of being miserable with all kinds of different things, symptoms, yeah. Diarrhea and the whole works.
Now, the CDC also says that there are deaths attributed to flu, including two children, Dave.
Evan, Boeing 787 Dreamliner is under review after a series of problems in Asia this week, including a battery fire, an engine oil leak, and a false meter reading.
Nothing we have seen would indicate that this airplane is not safe. We identify a safety problem, we are going to take appropriate action.
FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, Boeing, says it welcomes the inspections. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 6. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The search is on for at least two armed robbers who took 14 workers hostage at a Nordstrom Rack store in Los Angeles. They were gone when police stormed in at 3 a.m.
A SWAT team and detectives are now checking out a place in Culver City.
We have developed additional information that has led us to a secondary location.
LAPD Lieutenant Andy Nyman says one of the hostages was stabbed. That person is expected to be okay.
Another hostage was sexually assaulted.
A majority of the hostages were locked up in a storage room. A couple were found in a bathroom. Nyman says last night an employee at Nordstrom's called her boyfriend or husband and told them two armed robbers were inside the store. He called the cops. In Los Angeles, Joke One for Fox News Radio.
The 16-year-old boy shot at his high school yesterday in California may need surgery today. The accused gunman is his classmate.
Our 16-year-old student suspect has felt like he's been bullied for some time by a couple students.
Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, a teacher and counselor, managed to talk the boy into giving up the gun. It's up for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture.
Can I be honest with you?
I am bad news.
Zero Dark Thirty, the movie about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, gets widespread release today. Some angry senators are calling the torture scenes in it grossly misleading and inaccurate. In theaters later this year, another new Superman.
Superman belongs to Warner Brothers, which means the film and television studio now has complete control of the franchise, thanks to a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled that the heirs of Superman's co-creator must abide by a letter written by the family's attorney accepting Warner Brothers' offer for their 50% share of Superman. Warner Brothers plans to release the movie Man of Steel this summer. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
West Virginia needs to find a new senator in 2014. Democrat Jay Rockefeller says he will retire, not seeking a sixth term. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the...
Always want to emphasize, when the police officers take down a bad guy in a scene, they'll always say, well, how come so many cops shot him so many times? Because that's all the bullets they had. They would have shot more. I mean, the point is, once you start shooting, you got to make sure you've done the job.
Well, I think they're trained to do that. But the other thing too is, from the instant you say in your mind, stop, your finger will pull that trigger again, maybe twice. And this has been studies on this thing too. So if you're in the middle of a gunfight like that, stopping firing is, I'll stop, but there may be another round fired off. And they used example after example after example in this, why having more than five rounds is needed to protect yourself. And let's talk about, as far as protecting yourself, what about that woman in Georgia yesterday, or the day before yesterday? She and her two children, a guy's breaking into her house. She's calling her husband. She's calling 911. She runs to the bathroom. He says, do you have our pistol? And she says, yes. He says, do you remember what I taught you on the range? Yes, I do. She gets into a crawl space. 911's on the line, and still this guy keeps coming at him, tries to get in there, and she starts shooting. Well, they could hear the guy screaming and yelling stop, and she said, I kept firing until the gun was empty. Then got out with her children and ran away. And they got this guy later on. He was in intensive care. But without that weapon, without that high-capacity magazine, what would have happened without her?
Well, and the unfortunate part of that is we're not hearing about that every 5 seconds on the news. Nobody's talking about the fact that this lady saved her life with her gun in her home and her children. Why doesn't the major media sources want us to know about that? Why aren't they talking about that and hitting us with it every 30 seconds on the news break?
Because it doesn't fit into the agenda.
That's exactly right.
You know, the other
right.
thing, too, is I hear Dennis Miller saying, well, you know what, why can't everybody come together and give something? You know, Dennis, you're on our station, but here, Dennis, what part of your monologue do you want to cut out? What part of your monologue do you want to just omit as part because of the First Amendment?
Well, and let's go back to Agenda 21. That's what we were going to be talking about this morning.
And we've got like 15 seconds.
Okay, and that's about all of us getting together and having a consensus. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Sometimes you can't reach a consensus. We can't reach a consensus about the Second Amendment.
No, it's got to be.
It is what it is.
You have the right.
We can't give up rights. We can't give up parts of our rights.
We'll be right back. Carl Bach, Trish Clark.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Arraignment for the Colorado movie theater shooting suspect James Holmes is delayed until March. His lawyers want more time to prepare a plea. Police in Los Angeles are looking for two armed gunmen who got away after holding 14 people hostage at a clothing store overnight.
One of the hostages was stabbed. That hostage has been treated for a non-life-threatening wound. And also, sadly, one of the other hostages was sexually assaulted.
LAPD Lieutenant Andy Neiman. Widespread flu cases reported in 47 states last week.
While flu activity remains high in most states, officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say it may show signs of easing in some places, especially parts of the South that experienced high levels of influenza activity early in the season.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Atlanta. The only states not reporting widespread flu, California, Hawaii, and Mississippi. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help.
Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew would like to announce a very special cigar event, and you're invited. The Rocky Patel Cigar Event. 5 to 8 p.m. January 17th at Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the Rocky Patel Cigar Event, free to all, with cigars available for purchase. Bring your friends and enjoy a nice smoke and good company at Tobacco and Brew, January 17th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tobacco and Brew is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yax.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is in her first part of the sabbatical she is taking here at the beginning of the year. So I'm always I'm joined here by Trish Clark again today.
Good morning.
One of my favorite co-hosts. We're going to have a series of co-hosts here in the next couple of weeks that... Well, you know, take the load as I, you know, when I stumble, which is most of the time.
And we're there to pick you up.
That's right. It's 8:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sometimes, you know, people, you know, the sound was off on our stream. Every so often, because it is a Windows thing, it will update. And when it does, for some reason, it kicks the sound off. So we have to be watching it. So that... And you don't notice it because it comes in at different times. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to get a haircut. Great people down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Okay, yesterday we had a gentleman by the name of Paul Preston on. We were talking safety in schools, but the reason I got to, I met Paul was because they're getting ready to launch a new show here on KCNR called...
Agenda 21 Radio.
And tell us about that.
Well, Agenda 21 Radio started... I started a radio show called The Inside Education Show about 9 years ago. And the whole notion was to draw attention to the high school dropout rate in California, which was about 30% then, and it's about 38% now. So we haven't improved much. But when we were doing the show... my producer came to me and said, you know, you've got some, a lot of issues that are revolving around this notion called Agenda 21. And this is about a year and a half ago, and I said, what's Agenda 21? Now, keep in mind, I'm an environmentalist. and I did not know what Agenda 21 was. And so I started digging into Agenda 21, and I realized this is really quite a grand scheme that we have here. So
how would you define Agenda 21?
Well, it's the...
I mean, there's people that hear it all the time.
It's a world order.
Yeah, but people hear this thing, oh, Agenda 21, but I don't think a lot... I think a lot of people don't really understand what Agenda 21 is.
No, they don't. And, you know, here I am, an environmentalist. I taught environmental sciences for 15 years at the secondary level. And my whole background has been in education. So, you know, to me, it was a document that was hiding in plain sight. And I just didn't even, you know, realize the implications of it. But United Nations Agenda 21 is the United Nations plan for all of us for the 21st century.
There you go.
And none of us know about it. Isn't that nice?
You know, I have to continue to point out that it's been around a while. I left office as a local elected official in 2006. Mm-hmm. I had been introduced, you mentioned the environmentalist thing, I had been introduced to the Agenda 21 thing at a conference several years before that. I got it from an outfit out of Santa Cruz, if you don't want to think liberal and environmental community and what have you, so I didn't put a lot of credence in it when I first started looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I started to read it, I realized I was living it.
Right.
I was
it's all around you right now.
All the things we were doing in government, in County Supervisors Association, the whole deal, we were doing Agenda 21.
We were building out a consensus. We were playing out the plan.
We were doing the public-private partnership. We were doing all of these things.
Right.
Is Agenda 21 well, in our community.
What's the final
one
plan,
world
though?
Order.
What's the plan?
The plan is redistribution of America's wealth and the destruction of capitalism as we know it.
Really?
Yes.
And for me, Agenda 21 was taking people, moving them out of where they live to putting them along corridors and putting them in areas that it's easier to support them logistically.
That's
a nice way of putting
it. That's a part of it. Yeah. It is a grand plan. It's about 300, 400 pages long. It's about 14 or 15 chapters. And it's a very detailed plan on how all these elements are going to come together and have come together quite successfully here in California in particular. Now, California is the main state where Agenda 21 is being played out in the world right now. And we can see the evidence right now because we have a one-party legislature, which is socialistic in nature. You know, we're living in socialism right now and people don't get it.
And the interesting thing from my point of view, because I'm about as conservative as they are, people have a little right of Attila the Hun.
I'm further right.
Yeah, so for me to then start looking at the group that was involved in this, Roseanne that wrote the Green Mask.
Rosa Corey.
Corey. She's a liberal mm-hmm. bend. And so this is a we can reach a consensus on a lot of things. This certainly we all need to pay attention to.
Well, Rosa
Corey, happening.
She was one who really first bent my ear because somebody, suggested her book to me, and I called her and talked to her on the phone about a year and a half ago, just as the book I think had come out, and I was like you because I'm thinking here's a real liberal, and then somebody sent me the YouTube of her talking, and I thought, this is no real liberal. This is an American who has no liberal or conservative bent here. She has skin in the game being she's an American first.
And that's, I think that's the key.
Right.
Okay, we need to take a break. So when we come back, this has been going on for decades.
Right.
Through different administrations, whether they were, considered Republican or Democrat. And so this has been going on for like I said, decades. Does it need to be ratified by the Senate? Is there parts of it they're just happening kind of as we continue to progress through the years? I want to talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Therese Clark, our guest, Paul Preston, launching a new show today. It's not a new show, but he's launching it new here on KCNR, Agenda 21. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North States. 25 degrees out there. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be warm out and in some vineyards tonight. Linda singing along with Pat Karch on the piano, Rick Hill on the guitar, and great dinners, great time, jazz.
Good time
blues.
At Anselmo's.
It probably might even be a little, you know, rock and roll there. Who knows what goes on? This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Senior and veterans discounts. Competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Everything you might want in a company that will keep you warm. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Of course, Trish Clark is with me, and our guest, Paul Preston, from Agenda 21. And you two are agreeing violently together. And, you know, where I am at, you know, I'm looking at if it's treaties or anything that come out of the UN, they all have to be, voted on in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that has to be, or is this just
it's already
something,
done?
It's already done.
Right, okay. It was done. Nancy Pelosi was the first one to bring this to everybody's attention, and she brought it in a House resolution in December of 1992, right after the Rio Accord, which is now known as Agenda 21, because in 1992 it was through a meeting of the United Nations down in Rio de Janeiro, basically being held by a bunch of socialistic despots from southern, you know, from South America, so that they could devise a way in which they could basically break down America's wealth and redistribute it to other countries. And so that resolution came forward. It was non-binding, It was voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, George Bush at the time signed on to it, and then, you know, of course, it had to be solidified in law and create what they called the President's Council. The President's Council was ushered in by Nancy Pelosi, who brought forward the legislation to do that. The House resolution, which went forward, was voted on and approved, and Bill Clinton signed it into law. So here we have it. It's here.
Well,
it's been here since 1992, but nobody knows about it because it's real quiet, real hush-hush.
Just infiltrating into our government at all levels.
All voluntary.
Retraining of how we present information to the public, to the elected officials, mm-hmm. how we make decisions. It just infiltrates right in the middle of it.
Yep.
I know that you like to talk to everybody here, but we need to kind of keep you located close to the microphone, because I don't want anybody missing anything you say here, Trish. You may come back later. Okay, so this is happening through all levels of government, but there are people out there that are just like you, Trish. You would stand up against this. And there's other people like you, mm-hmm. many, many, many people like, you know, that believe in this. So how is it continuing to grow?
Well, I think, and if I just jump in, mm-hmm. from what I've seen, because I'm not connected with it anymore, at the time I was involved in it, nobody was buying it at our level, because they hadn't read enough about it. I think the awareness now is finally coming out there, mm-hmm. to where they're being challenged a little bit. People are acknowledging it. And I think, I'm such an optimist. I believe that we, in fact, can make a difference if we just acknowledge things. If we say it often enough, people will listen.
One of the main things that's happening is you have a lot of scientists like Dr. Corey Goodman in Marin County who's starting to look into some of the facts and figures that these people that are trying to foist Agenda 21 on us as an example, right now they're trying to take down two dams in Yuba County on the Yuba River. And I know, of course, we have the Siskiyou County situation.
The Klamath River. Yeah.
You know, this stuff is real, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to take these dams down. In some places, they're succeeding. And the notion behind it is they want to rewild California and the rest of the nation. Now, rewild, I know this is tinfoil hat thinking, right? But it's not. It's real.
Yeah.
Because it's actually happening. They've been successful. They've done it. I mean, now listen, they're talking about taking down Oroville Dam next. Having legitimate meetings to discuss that. I mean, it's just, and it sounds silly, laughable, like they're never going to do it. But you know what? That's part of their plan. And I'll tell you what, in California, they've been incredibly successful at redistributing our wealth through regulations, starting with not only the state assembly and the whole, you know, thing down here, the legislature down here, and governors signing on to things, but also at the local level. That's why businesses are leaving California, because of these over regulations and the expense of doing business here, because Agenda 21, through the fingers of ICLEI and others, have overregulated them out.
Well, let me ask this question then. If the idea is to rewild, you know, the United States, I think that's a good term. I'll probably use that again. But rewilding, but if they run the businesses out of the state, then the taxes go, you know, then you don't have the money because of taxes and people just moving away. They, you know, hit guns, they hit business, they do water. People just leave.
Right.
Then what happens when they don't have the money?
Well, you know, now you've gotten into the realm of what Agenda 21 is really all about.
Well, hang on to that thought, because we're going to take a break. What is Agenda 21 really about? We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, no, welcome back. KCNR1460, community radio for the North State, taking a stand for our citizens and for our neighbors. 8:53 in the morning. Our guest is Paul Preston. I'm, of course, joined by Trish Clark, who is here and in the middle of this discussion about Agenda 21. Paul Preston, of course, is our guest. Now, we have people on the line, but I wanted you to say, what is Agenda 21? When we left, it was, what is Agenda 21 then really about?
Well, it's about what we say is one of our, catchphrases that we have for the show, that Agenda 21 Radio is about stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. This is not about really redistributing anybody's wealth. It's about taking us over. That's what it's about. It's about totalitarianism, plain and simple, in its rawest forms. And I know you've got a lot of battles around here, different governmental agencies and different entities going at it. And you kind of, when you hear these conversations from some of these leaders, and you especially when they're political leaders, and you listen to their tone, it's kind of like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound very democratic. That doesn't sound like you're trying to work with me on something if I'm trying to build a business. That's because they're not. They're here to take you and your business with them. They're to take it from you so that they have it. And this is totalitarianism on the march.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Cheryl, you're live on KCNR 1460. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I think I mostly have a comment, and he kind of spurred it by his remark about it being all voluntary. That's very important to understand, because when I talk to people about the United Nations, they often go into this spiel about how the United Nations has no power and it's only a resolution. Resolutions are not the same as something legal. And I try to get them to realize that they're doing this the same way they took over other countries, the way communism in Russia took over other countries. And people were so surprised that by the time the soldiers went in, the people that were going to be in the new government were really already installed. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, a local example of that is Russ Moe. I really believe that he is one of the Agenda 21 minions who make people's life difficult when they don't go along with a lot of environmental wacko rules and regulations. I think that was the purpose for his forming the resource management department, which I would just soon see disappear.
Well, I think, from what I understand, Russ has retired. In fact, he should be gone by now, from what I understood.
Well, just for clarification, Russ wasn't the one that formed the resource development department.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
No.
Well, in my opinion, that's kind of what his purpose is. And about 2 years ago, when he was talking to the Ready City Council, and he had one of his little government men in training there speaking, and Rick Bassetti said, well, what happens to us if we don't go along with these environmental rules or words to that effect? And the young man went into how they were going to be punished and they wouldn't get money here and there. And Russ Moe realized that they were showing their colors and tried to back off from and say, you know, nothing terrible is going to happen here. But basically, that's what it adds up to. There are people within our government system, unelected officials, who are voluntarily doing this. They've been there for a long time, and they're just waiting for the new board members to take position, who go into the job not knowing a whole lot, and they're sure there to help them.
Okay. All right, Cheryl, thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Bye. All right. Paul, well, we've got a few minutes left here.
I'll give you a bigger example of this and how it's working here in California. And to show you what they're trying to do is set up regions. It's regionalization of the state. And what that means is that they're trying to put in a non-elected regional influence between city, county, and the state. So they want to operate with a region between the county and the state, pretty much, of unelected officials that have taxing authority that will suck revenue from the rural areas primarily, and also from the smaller cities, so that they can have a revenue base to operate. That disrupts the, really, if you think about it, our Republican form of government, because, you know, you have elected officials in the city, the county, and the state. But when you have regionalization, what you have is non-elected people who can do whatever they want to do and act with impunity. A classic example is the California Air Resources Board.
California Air Resources Board, Regional Transportation Planning Agency.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones that, and everybody in Shasta County knows about all the wars going on here with RTPA.
Right. And the California Air Resources Board, CARB, which just recently had a CARB auction, a carbon credit auction that on November 14th, that was secretive. Nobody could get any information about the auction itself, about how many billions of dollars were purportedly bought and sold, public dollars bought and sold, and it was held on to. The information is just actually starting to leak
out
right now.
I remember it came out last week or the week before, and it was in the budget thing that Brown was talking about, how much they sold, how much it was going to be worth. But essentially what it was, they didn't raise anything close to the money they thought they were
going to sell. And the people who really backed it, there are only two major companies, and it just came out just the other day that Southern California Edison was one of them that was buying up all the credits, and so was PG&E. And nobody knew this. It's all secret. You know, but then again, you have to consider who's on the CARB board. It's an 11-member board. Nobody's elected. Not one person really has a science background. I don't think if they could sit down with you and talk about what carbon dioxide does in a carbon-oxygen cycle, that they would be able to parrot it back to you. they don't know the science behind any of it. It's all based upon bogus science.
And it's not about science, or it's about control.
It's about control. You got it.
Well, that's so many other things when people talk about gun control. It's not gun control.
It's control.
Just control.
Control.
Right. Okay, Paul Preston is going to be hosting a show here beginning at 10 o'clock called Agenda 21. What are you going to hit on the first,
well,
your
we're
first show here?
We're going to have some breaking news that we think is going to be kind of earth-shattering to the state of California, actually, and we're going to be the leaders in that. We broke it last night. We're going to have a guest on the show that is going to be able to fill in. It's going to be like the crack in the dam for these people. And we know that when we make the announcement, they'll know that. And basically, it's all about pseudoscience.
Okay. Gosh, thanks a lot, Paul. We'll be looking forward to that at 10 o'clock. Following us, of course, is The Bold Truth. Trish Clark, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And we'll be seeing you next week. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
My ground won't be turned up.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's not arraignment day after all for Colorado movie massacre suspect James Holmes. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley with a live update.
An outburst by a father of one of the victims in the courtroom yelling out, "Rotten hell, Holmes," prompted a warning from the judge after the hearing ended this morning. This took place after the arraignment was delayed until the morning of March 12th. A Colorado judge had ruled that prosecutors had presented enough evidence to go to trial, but defense attorneys say they are not ready to enter a plea. James Holmes could get the death penalty if convicted of first-degree murder. He faces charges of killing 12 people and wounding dozens. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Afghanistan's president scheduled to have lunch with President Obama this hour after an Oval Office meeting that was expected to focus on what happens after U.S. withdrawal. Wash your hands.
Bottom line, it's flu season. Most of the country is seeing or has seen a lot of flu, and this may continue.